With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A case of a police officer charged with animal cruelty continues in summary court. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has this report.
Police Constable Timothy Alexander Monroe is accused of causing the death of canine Baron. The case initially opened in court in July, but evidence was paused after delays with CCTV footage. In July, the courts heard from veterinarian Dr. Olivia Benjamin, who served as Baron's vet since the canine arrived on island in 2017. She told the court that her observation of Baron shortly after the time of passing was that the dog likely died of heat stroke. On Wednesday, in summary court, the courts saw CCTV footage of a kenneled area where canine Baron lived on and off duty. The footage shows an area with a divided fenced section to facilitate multiple canine officers. The area is also equipped with a guillotine-style access to an air-conditioned area where the dogs can cool off if they are too hot. The case is brought on behalf of the prosecution by Hema Sundersing, and defense counsel Dennis Brady represents Mr. Monroe. The matter is presided over by Magistrate Vanessa Allard. The case continues tomorrow in court 4. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Police are calling on you to help them track down 53-year-old Bonnetown man Noel Paul Manning, who's facing charges in relation to, quote, serious offenses. He was set to appear in court on Monday, but has breached his bail conditions and removed his electronic monitoring device. You can find a photo of Mr. Manning on our website, radiokman.gov.ky. Also this week, officers with the RCIPS traffic unit busted 13 people for offenses after an operation in Bonnetown near Beach Bay. This was in response, quote, to community road safety concerns occurring during peak hour commuting traffic that passes through the district. Targeted operations are scheduled throughout the month as part of the RCIPS's holiday safety campaign, Winter Guardian. 12 migrants have landed in the BRAC. The Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control Service say they arrived in Watering Place just after midnight on Wednesday. The boat had 9 men, 3 women on board, one of whom was pregnant. She was carried to Faith Hospital on arrival and released following an examination by medical staff. Late Wednesday, CBC said it would be arranging for transportation for the group to Grand Cayman. And the National Weather Service releases Cayman BRAC's November statistics. The highlights show the max temperature recorded was equal to its 15-year maximum for Cayman BRAC. And the greatest 24-hour rainfall recorded was on the 15th of November, clocking in at 1.8 inches. Now with the Tech of International News, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Civilians in Gaza are struggling to escape intense fighting as Israeli forces, backed by air power tanks and armoured bulldozers, push further into the southern city of Khan Yunis. Israel says many Hamas leaders are now based there. Israel earlier advised civilians to flee to the Rafah city area near the Egyptian border, but it has since carried out airstrikes there too. The Turkish president Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pledged a new era in relations with Greece. He was speaking as he arrived in Athens for his first visit in 6 years. The two neighbours are historic rivals whose relations have frequently been bad. A meeting in Beijing between the Chinese President Xi Jinping and European Union leaders has highlighted differences over trade, international affairs and human rights. But Mr. Xi said the two sides should not see each other as rivals because of their different systems. A state of emergency has been declared in the Seychelles after a massive explosion at an industrial zone of the main island Mahé. Dozens of people were injured. A West African regional court has dismissed a petition from Niger to lift sanctions that were imposed on it after July's coup. The military rulers had complained that countries in the regional bloc ECOWAS had overreacted by imposing the restrictions. Moscow says it's arrested a Belarusian man in connection with 2 recent attacks on railways deep inside Russia. They say he'd been acting for the Ukrainian Special Services, which previously told the BBC they were involved in the bombings. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will attend a ceremony to light the first candle in a giant menorah at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate later, marking the first day of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. It'll be the first time that a German Chancellor has attended the annual event. That's the latest world news from the BBC.